The one who was producing the magical upper mm-hmm. voice there was just one at a time, right? Who was doing that? Or
yes, yes. Yeah.
Could you ask us to have an example of just one of them alone to sing that little passage so we can hear what it sounds like alone?
Sure, absolutely. I'm going to ask Ian Ole to present it for us as a style called Sugut. And okay. he's also going to add into it an ornamentation called a zengiler, which is an imitation of the sound of a rider's wooden whip handle hitting his stirrups. So
great.
It's very imitative sound. Ian Ole, Sugutapurum, a zengiler.
Absolutely spellbinding. It's Tuvan throat singing, and I wanted to hear one person alone so that it would be clear that that one person is producing both the low fundamental and the upper has to be harmonics, right?
That's right. It all comes from harmonics, comes from the overtone series. The natural way that sound works is every note actually, of course, possesses other notes on top of it that we don't often hear because they're present fairly equally. But what Ian Ole and what Tuvan throat singers do is they isolate harmonics that they want to reinforce, and in greater or lesser degrees, that allows them to produce the different styles of throat singing.
And who outside of Tuva could imagine that you could produce harmonics with the voice? How is that done?
It's very interesting. There's some other cultures that do favor harmonics in their singing. They have types of singing which favor overtones. But in Tuva, you certainly find it the most highly developed, the most subtle use of it, and the widest range of styles as far as amplifying and utilizing the harmonics consciously in vocal music.
And there's a lot more to it as well. You can't be using circular breathing while your mouth is open, so
no.
They have very big lung capacities, these singers.
It's no more so than a regular professional singer. The thing is, the use of air is very efficient. That's the reason they're able to sing for so long. The music, if you listen to with the instrumental music together, which we're going to hear in the next piece, you begin to get a grasp of how not just the singing, but rather the entire way of sound perception of the Tuvans is more focused on timbre, it's more focused on harmonics, whereas in the Western, we're more focused on intonation and melody and then harmony. In one of our concerts, for instance, you'll never hear them really change key, but you'll hear a very wide palette of different colors of sound, different timbres of sound, playing around with the different opportunities that the harmonics provide.